So yeah, I'm going to reveal all the mysteries that I know. And there's quite a few of them. And these mysteries, the Bible talks about a mystery, Christ in you, the hope of glory. The mystery of all ages, Christ in you, the Holy Spirit in you, sealed until the day of redemption. That's a mystery. The mystery of the church. So the church, one of the biggest mysteries is that you're one with Jesus. And why the preachers don't talk about it, I don't know. You're the body of Christ. And so what's happening in one member is happening in the whole body. If I sacrifice 13 years of my life, and actually more than that, because I studied my whole life looking for the truth. That's all I focused on after I got saved. I want to know the whole truth. I'm tired of just because a preacher says it. I don't really believe it unless I know for a fact. Let me prove it. I wanted to prove it. And I always used my Bible as my litmus test. Even when I was being attacked by the esoteric people, the witches, the Essenes, the Gnostics, and all that, I was attacked by those people because they thought, well, we'll trick him, and they tried to pull me into that lie where they said Yahweh and Lucifer are the same person, and Yahweh created the division to confuse you. Because, see, the gematria people and the esoteric people, they think they're God. They think they can rise up like Superman. They think they can become Superman in the energy of the flesh. That's why they're trying to make AI. They're trying to merge mankind with AI. They want to make you a machine man. They want to tie the AI into your body. Because it's the Superman theory. The reason that the TV series or the movie Superman exists is because it's an esoteric Freemason Jesuit thing where they're trying to get man to rise up to be his own God. Just like Genesis 3. Hath God said, you can be your own God. Genesis 3 lie. So they think the machine man is going to push mankind to a higher level. And so they're going to tie everybody together once the church is raptured. They've already got it in place, I'm pretty sure, because the rapture can take place at any moment. So they're going to have the beast, the Therion. In Revelation, in the Greek, the word is the Therion, T-H-E-R-I-O-N, just like Theranos. The Therion beast system will have 666 on your forehead and on your hand, which is the number of man. Count up the number of the beast. It's from your fingertip to your elbow is 18 inches, right? 6 inches plus 6 plus 6 is 18 inches. 666. So man, they're saying that man is the standard of all things, and they're leaving Jesus out of it. They're making you, they're pulling Jesus down to you. Now, the born-again saint is one with Christ, the body of Christ. So if my foot hurts, my hand automatically knows that my foot hurts, and my hand will grab my foot. If I stump my toe, my hand will automatically grab my toe. The head tells the hand what to do, right? The head tells the foot what to do. So Jesus tells the head, the foot, the hand, the elbow what to do. And so Jesus alone is the head of the body, the spiritual body. But when we see him, we'll be like him, but we will throw our crowns down at his feet. So yeah, when we see Jesus, we'll be like him in our new bodies. We'll be higher than the angels. Right now, we're a little bit lower than the angels. But we can solve all mysteries with the mind of Christ. He says, you know all things. You have the mind of Christ right now, here and now. And so the sine wave, the sin wave, the snake, the drama, the music, the TV, trying to blind you to the truth that you have all things. You already know it all. You know you're in a sine wave repeat. You know you're in Groundhog Day. You know you're in a time, stuck in time. Everybody says, I want to be a time traveler. No, you don't. You already are. You're repeating time. You're traveling through the cycles of time. And you don't want to do that. You want to be outside of time because the mind of Christ, the archetypes are outside of time. And so when I speak these mysteries, those who are not the initiates, those who don't want to be disciples, they just want to be saved as by fire, but they don't want to be a disciple of Jesus. They just want to be saved. They can't hear me. They don't want to hear me because they just want to be saved and go have some fun, go to the beach, fun. They don't want the deeper truths because they don't want, it's too hard for them. They have to stop what they're doing. They have to quit running on the hamster wheel just to be able to sit down and be still and know that I am. But they don't want to do that because if you were to step into the be still, know that I am mindset, you'll leave the hamster wheel and you'll never go back on the hamster wheel. But they only know the hamster wheel. So when you step off the hamster wheel, they call you crazy. I'm no longer on your hamster wheel, flesh creature. Natural mind, that's what I'll call it, the natural mind. I'm no longer on the hamster wheel. Natural minded creature, the natural mind. Yeah, you might be saved as by fire, but because you don't want to be a disciple, because to be a disciple, you're going to have to give up everything. But you don't want to give up that drinking and that drugging and that going to the beach and the mountains and the working and just workaholics, and you don't want to. You can't imagine just sitting down and being still. Be still and know that I am. You can't do that. You just can't do it. Eventually, you will. You'll be forced to with your age, the physical body, you'll wear yourself out. Eventually, you're going to have to be still and know that I am anyway. If you're saved, you're going to have to wake up to it eventually. If it's on your deathbed, it's going to happen. And you're going to look back and you say, I wish I knew these truths when I was younger. I would have slowed down. I would have just chilled, took a chill pill, you know. You're on the hamster wheel because the devil put you on the hamster wheel so that you can't have these truths and spread the truths, the truth that will set you free. The truth will always set you free. Step one, you might say, well, how do I get there? Step one, be cut off the TV. Step two would be cut off the music. If you cut the TV off for 21 days, praise God. If you cut the music off for 21 days, praise God, because you probably won't ever turn it back on. Until you decode this wave. Because when you wake up to the broadcasting system, the national broadcasting system, national means birth, broad means to like a broad woman, like a woman who's, she's on the side of the road, she's just a broad, everything out of her mouth, she sounds like a broad, she's everything out of her mouth, curse words, she's a low-class woman, right? National broadcasting system. So the media, the news is trying to turn you into a broad, to drop you down into low class to where you don't think. You're casted into a broad mindset. National means birthing. So they're birthing you into a broad. They're casting and birthing you via the system into a broad, a low class person. And so that system is set up to birth you and cast you into lower caste. That's why it's called what it's called. It's telling you what it is. That's why the TV and the music will keep you from hearing the truth. The noise of the system will shut down the truth. And when you start to really separate out of the system, all your friends and family say, what's wrong? Are you crazy? Are you gone crazy? You're crazy. And you say, can't you see it? Can't you see it? It's right in front of you. The truth is right in front of you. And as I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru, which I shouldn't be, but I am, there's a sign that says, look. In the Spanish, is mira, M-I-R-A. Look, look, can't you see it? It's right there. It's right in front of you. Wake up. You want to shake them. The truth is right. You're actually being deceived and being downcasted. You're being broadcasted, downcasted. The noise, the music, the TV, it's all down, broadcasting you, downcasting you. And Jezebel, she's already a low-class woman, so she's trying to downcast you too. Delilah too. They get paid by the military or the secret society or the cults and the isms or the occults to try to downcast you, to broadcast you to a lower level. And you're like, I see your game. You might dress high class, but your words out of your mouth are low class.